Debaters, welcome back to Up for Debate, the show in which three family members go head to head to head on a variety of topics. We got one Gen Xer, formerly known as the Baby Boomer from Brooklyn, the Melanin Maven. We got one Gen Zer, that is me, always taking the blame for things that I shouldn't be taking the blame for. And we have one Millennial, Noe B. No matter what the topic, you guys can bet your guy. You guys can bet your by golly, wow! It'll be up for debate. Absolutely. Welcome back. How are we?
Hi guys.
Fair greetings.
Please. I miss you guys.
Please excuse the quality of my deadbeat 720p MacBook Pro camera. Apple, do better.
You really need a camera on the laptop, though. I mean, really.
But you still are the little youth. the little millennium youth.
For all our Jamaican viewership.
Booyaka.
Yo, you ever seen Luke Cage?
Yeah. Of course.
The absolute worst Jamaican actors I've ever seen on the face of the planet. Like, they were terrible. I was just like, yo, who picked? I think there was only one dude who was just like, all right, this nigga's Jamaican. The rest of them, it was just like, good Lord. Like, I don't know where people be finding.
It was like the Jamaican. It wasn't worse than the Jamaicans in Mark for Death.
I don't think I saw that.
You've never seen Mark for Death?
That's more shocking than me not seeing it, to be honest.
All right, hold on.
Mark for Death? Me and your brother had to school Chris on Mark for Death. Like, that is like one of my top 10 favorite movies ever.
No, it's a must watch, definitely. I was thoroughly entertained.
Oh, so Steven Seagal?
Yep.
Yes!
I'm 99% sure I've seen this. Because me and my brother used to watch Steven Seagal movies on a regular growing up. Like, so.
Mark, I can literally quote that movie from start to finish.
You know what's actually funny? I don't know the name of a Steven Seagal movie. Not one. I got, if somebody said your name is Steven Seagal movie, I ain't got it.
So you don't know Cradle to the Grave?
He was in there? Hold on, really?
Was it Cradle to the Grave? Because I bought it. Was it Cradle to the Grave or... Wait, let me just make sure. I don't want to be saying the wrong one. Rest in peace, X. We'll be saying the wrong one.
And I actually mentioned this to my wife the other day. I was asking. I'm like, yo, is Steven Seagal as bad an actor as they say?
Don't be doing Steven like that.
Because, you know, like, he's one of those actors where it's like...
No, it's Exit Wounds. Okay. See, because I got it on my Apple. Exit Wounds.
See? Like, this dude wears the same clothes in every movie and plays the same role in every movie. Like, I don't know.
But Cradle to the Grave is also a DMX movie. That's the one with him and Gabrielle Union and Anthony Anderson. Jet Li is in that
Jet
one.
Lee is,
Cradle to the Grave. Jet Li is in Cradle. Nah? Yeah, but Romeo Must Die. Jet Li was in that one too. But Cradle to the Grave, Jet Li was in too.
Yeah, DMX and Jet Li had a little Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker thing going for a minute.
Yeah. But DMX had a small part in Romeo Must Die. Cradle to the Grave, DMX starred in it.
That's the one where he took the shotgun, had a string attached to it. Threw the shotgun up, pull the string, and
that was an Exit Wounds. That was an Exit Wounds. Yeah.
Like, I was just scrolling through this thing right here. This joint had mad Steven Seagal movies in it. This nigga got on the same fit on the cover all of them.
But
he plays this Mark for Death, in every movie.
Mark for Death was a great movie with bad Jamaican actors, the same way that Bad Boys 2 had bad Haitian actors.
Don't lose that truck.
Get him, shoot him. They got me mad.
My thing is, you got these
they got me mad.
Multi-million dollar budgets. You can't just hire some Haitians?
in Miami?
Fly them in.
You ain't even got to fly them in Miami. There's Haitians everywhere in Miami.
I thought you were saying Miami. I don't be in Miami. I don't know. But nonetheless, you got
there's Haitians everywhere.
There's some Jamaicans.
There's a massive Haitian population in Miami.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The same way there's a massive Haitian population in Brooklyn.
That's different. Everybody in Brooklyn or New York.
Yeah, that's true. Big up to all my Haitian population, my Haitian massive. Sa passe.
Sa passe.
Shout out to my Jamaican massive.
Shout out to Steven Seagal. Same outfit, same role every movie.
When you watch, if you watch Bark for Death, watch Steven Seagal run.
Okay.
That, I just want you to do, I want you to watch him run, okay? That's it.
Nah, but can we actually talk about this for like 2 seconds?
Sure.
Because this nigga got on the same fit in every thing on a black suit. In everything. Look at that. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger, so the people know. So that's not Steven Seagal. But black suit continued.
Listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. The cop in every movie. This is the only cop in every movie that ain't never worn a uniform.
He wore a uniform in Exit Wounds when he got demoted. He got demoted in Exit Wounds, and they put him on the beat as a traffic cop, and he had to direct traffic, and he wasn't a good traffic cop.
How do you suck at being a traffic cop? Say he was a bad actor, but he had mad movies.
Yeah, just like just like Sylvester Stallone wasn't no great actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't no great actor, but they had mad movies.
Sly is not a good actor.
Dolph Lundgren wasn't no great actor.
He didn't need to be a great actor.
Jean-Claude Van Damme wasn't no great actor. Jet Li wasn't no great actor.
All right. And Jean-Claude, he only got like, he got like 7 lines. He hit you with a punchline and then, you know, he get to it. That's it. Jet Li. Yeah,
they not good actors. They're not good actors.
I don't know about Sylvester Stallone though. I'm not saying he's like, you know, Oscar winning, but I think he's a good actor. I personally like
Adrian.
Now, the first two Rockies, not the biggest fan of them, but 3 through 15, including Creed.
Listen, Sylvester Stallone is not a great actor. Expendables, he's not a good actor.
Rambo?
He's not a good actor.
You didn't like Expendables?
Chris.
You didn't like any of the three?
Hey, yo. We sat there and watched all three back to back to back.
And they were trash, trash, and then trasher.
Like it got progressively worse.
They were trash, trashy, and trashes.
They expanded the cast for the sequels, but the movies was gone.
We're gonna have to have an episode where we discuss movies. Because
do you know who the great like action hero that was a great actor? Bruce Willis.
I knew you was gonna say that.
He's a great action hero that is also a great actor. All the ones that I just named suck. I'm sorry. They suck.
Is he a great action hero?
Bruce Willis?
Die Hard.
Sixth
Sense.
He's
a typecast in every movie.
Sixth Sense isn't really an action movie, though.
No, I'm just saying, but he's a great actor.
I think he's an actor. I like Bruce. Shout out to Bruce. Get better,
Bruce. Shout out to Bruce. Yeah, get better. Let's get a cure for this doggone dementia. No, he he's a good actor, but I'm just not talking about the movies that they play action heroes. I'm saying they can also play something else.
I feel like Sylvester Stallone got, it's actually funny, he got some show on I think Amazon or so, some of them streaming platforms that I seen the other day. Nigga had on a suit. I didn't even know who it was. Cause he always got on the same clothes, just like, so like he always be looking rough in his movies too. Like Steven Seagal got the black suits on. Sylvester Stallone always got it, like he either looked like a bum or he's a cop. In this movie, this nigga had on a business suit. Like this nigga was like straight, like had on.
And
a
what?
Tie.
And what was the movie?
It wasn't a movie. It's a TV show. It was a TV. He got a little. I don't even know.
Oh, like a series?
Yeah, I think it's on. It's either on Amazon. It might be HBO. I'm not 100% sure. My wife watches it. I don't know what it is. I was just like, who that? She's like, Sylvester. I was just like, that's Sly. They got on new clothes.
Well, I can attest, and I will say that Steven Seagal is a sucky actor. He is not an actor, but he was an action hero.
He used to
break limbs and all that good stuff. Like that's what he was known for, and people watched him for that. Like Hard to Kill, all those movies he had, people watched him for that. I grew up on him, and then you started having the black action heroes, and that's one of the reasons why. Like I don't know if y'all saw that Marlon Wayans stand up yet, but he started talking about Will Smith. Will Smith was an action hero that white people loved. Because he was the only black action hero that they allowed to save the earth twice. He saved the earth twice in Independence Day and I Am Legend, if you notice. Eddie Murphy was an action hero, but they never let him save the earth.
I'm sorry, but you saying that made me think about something.
What?
Just this theory that I have, right? In what? Terms of what the Film Actors Guild or whoever will allow you to do as an actor in a movie and what you portray, right? Follow me, just for 5 seconds.
Okay.
The Avengers. Uh-huh. Right? The Avengers. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. They're this intergalactic ragtag group of heroes that go off and save the universe against these massively powerful, magical beings, right?
Uh-huh.
Now let's look at the lineup in terms of Avengers that we got. You got Iron Man with the suit, and his suits are always getting better. The Hulk, he get big. Captain Marvel, all these people. Black Panther, mm-hmm. special abilities, all of that. The mm-hmm. leader of the Avengers mm-hmm. is Captain America.
Marvel.
No
isn't Captain it Captain Marvel?
It's not Captain America.
He is the leader of the Avengers.
Yeah, Tony just okay. pays for everything.
By far,
Captain Marvel the weakest was the Avenger.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Captain America is the leader of the Avengers and by far the weakest Avenger.
Weakest. Okay.
What business does he have traveling the world in space with all these magical people fighting space people? Really and truly, he should have been dead like 10 movies ago. But I feel like the Avengers is satire. As Captain America, if he dies or whatever, then everybody else just falls apart and nobody can do anything without him, whatever. I think they're trying, or not trying to, but I think since the inception of the Avengers, mm-hmm. I think it was made, or he was made, to portray America as this, you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense?
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
All he really has
white
is a
man.
Shield, and you know what I'm saying? Like a white
a shield
guy
made from vibranium.
America's this, you know what I'm saying? And obviously he portrays this great action hero in the movies, but on like mm-hmm. a conceptual level, right? He really mm-hmm. has no business hanging among.
He was souped up and made to be strong.
Yeah, but even still.
Yeah. No, I get what
Thanos
you're saying.
Should have ripped him apart, bro. Like he had no business.
I get what you're saying.
Being there.
He could.
I think that's more so satire towards America, if that makes sense. But it could just be me. I don't know. I think it's more of a nationalist play than it is. He's just a great hero.
He's also the only one that can pick up the Mjolnir.
The only other person that can pick up the hammer of worthiness.
But that's more of a testament.
And Vision.
Well, Vision's different because he's made to be like the perfect person. So the ability to pick up Thor's hammer is more so based on your worthiness. So Vision's pure. So essentially, like what they're saying about Captain America is he's essentially like, as he's a pure being, which is what gives him the ability to pick it up when others can't. Like he doesn't carry hate and stuff like within him. I'm sure it's deeper than that, but just on a surface level, he's nigga don't even curse. Language.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
but the thing is, he himself is completely antithetical to what America is.
And he can pick up Stormbreaker too. So I want to throw that out there. Shout out to Captain America.
Straight laced, you know what I'm saying? All this other stuff. America's a crap hole.
Boy, lucky he ain't black. Tell you right now.
Yo!
If Captain America was Captain Jamaica.
and that shield was green, yellow, and black.
No, he wouldn't even have a shield. It'd just be a machete. It'd be a color.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Captain Jamaica got it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, stupid.
But yeah, that's my theory. That's my theory. I've been thinking about this for a long time.
You, really? At the end of the day, we don't have many black heroes. I mean, we have Media Man.
Black Man.
Blank Man.
Damon Wayans.
Yeah, Damon Wayans. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And David Alan Greer. The sidekick.
We have Luke Cage.
And the Bad Jamaicans.
And the Bad Jamaicans. And we have Black Panther. And the fact that now that Kukulkan is now taking over the vibranium. Kukulkan, whatever it is, and took over the vibranium. And now it's in Mexico.
Niggas then gentrified Black Panther. 5,000 lashes.
When you need them, man.
Yeah. And we have those black people that was in Expendables.
Terry Crews.
And I could.
Yeah, we could trade him for somebody.
Yeah, we could trade him. I'd trade him for Chris Evans any day.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is cool, peoples.
Yeah.
Nigga made Cellular.
I don't know that.
What's that?
Oh, y'all ain't seen Cellular? He gets the phone call from the woman who's been like kidnapped. What was it, like Kate? Not Kate. Is it Kate Beckinsale? Some one of them white women. I can't remember.
If he's not saving anybody with a shield in his hand,
Well, he was in the Nanny Diaries with Scarlett Johansson.
Nanny
Diaries? Yeah, the Nanny Diaries. That was a good one. That was a good one back in the day. But yeah. Who's your favorite superheroes, debaters?
Do you guys have favorite superheroes?
Not really. No.
What about Christopher Reeves?
It wasn't my time. It wasn't my time.
It was definitely mine. And it was so ironic that our Superman died paralyzed. It was so ironic that he got paralyzed from a horse riding accident and he was paralyzed.
Would he get kicked or something?
No, he was thrown from a horse.
Like the horse threw him.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Reeves. Yeah, and I said I wanted to start riding because there's a few equestrian places over here. I said I wanted to start riding, but that's one of my fears.
I already been to the aquarium. I don't need. I know.
I said equestrian. What about Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones?
I mean, Indiana Jones is cool.
One of those white savior movies. I don't rock with those.
Give me Harrison Ford and Fugitive. Indiana Jones.
Equalizer. I'll take that any day. I like. Realistic
Denzel in the Equalizer.
I like
he
realistic.
Did his thug dizzle.
I like realistic.
That got low points on Rotten Tomatoes. It didn't get good scores on Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't understand that.
If Angel has fallen, London has fallen.
Angel has fallen.
If those got better reviews than the Equalizer. That's a problem.
Let's see.
Because that is a movie about how Gerard Butler can stop terrorism with one pistol.
Let's put in Olympus Has Fallen, because that was the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put in Olympus Has Fallen.
Shout out to the black general that passed away. I can't remember his name, but the bald black guy from the movie, he died.
Yeah. Yes. He was in John Wick, too. I forget his name.
He was in The Wire.
Word.
Antoine Fuqua was the director. I forgot about that.
For Olympus Has Fallen?
Black brother.
Olympus, London, and Angel Has Fallen. I kind of watch those on a regular basis.
It got 3 stars.
Wait, look those up and then look up White House Down, because it's basically the same.
It's the same movie. And it came out in the same year, I think.
I don't know why I like White House Down so much, but
that was with Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason.
That got 3 stars too.
Okay. I just wanted to see what the difference.
All right. So, which one? Which Equalizer are we looking at?
I think the first one to me was.
That got 2.5 stars.
Yeah. See, that's a problem for me.
And if people talk about it not being realistic, I mean, he never actually puts himself in a situation that's unrealistic. Like, he ain't fighting 50 people. At best, he's fighting 2.
And outside of the action,
I mean, the fact that he did what he did with the nail gun.
Oh, yeah, they don't make nail guns like that no more. They got a safety thing on it, so you can't do stuff like that. But nonetheless, just even as a movie, I think they touched on, like, there was character development. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
With the white girl, God forgive me, I don't remember her name. But even with him.
And which one? And
both of them. There were elements even outside of the action that you could hold on to.
Even this supposed to be an Equalizer 3.
Phenomenal. I'll watch it. 100%. The Angel is falling. London is falling. All them other joints. It's the same premise.
He takes on the Mafia in Equalizer 3.
Is it Pushkin's people?
I don't know.
I didn't even know the Mafia was still around like that.
Because you know he left them naked in his bathtub.
I know. But even when he was Creasy in...
Man on Fire.
And Man on Fire.
It's a great film.
Sure.
Great film. He really doesn't have a bad movie.
I don't think so.
Deja Vu, I like. Was it his best?
I didn't like that one that much.
What? Deja Vu was mad good. I think it just takes.
I didn't like what's the name?
Paula Patton.
Paula Patton in that one.
Paula Patton, yeah.
Yo, you know what's actually funny? I never noticed that in Hitch, that first girl that Will Smith talks to in the bar with Michael Rapaport is Paula Patton. Yeah. I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
I never knew that. I was watching it one day. I was just like, yo, I look like Paula Patton.
So, hey, a hole, I don't work here.
Hitch had niggas in the streets trying.
Yeah. So you might have a problem with me if I say this, but this was before all of the stuff that happened with him. But a duo that I liked as far as heroic stuff was Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
What happened with them?
I used to love them in Lethal Weapons.
Yeah, but you said something happened with them. What did happen?
Well, Mel Gibson fall from grace. Hello.
What did he do?
Was he a racist?
Yeah, when he was just like, hope
you I just get, guessed.
When he said, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers.
To who?
To his girlfriend? You don't remember?
What? Nah, when did he say that?
You don't remember?
Yo, what is the dialogue that leads someone to say, yo?
And his girlfriend recorded him saying it? You don't remember that? And then, obviously, everything that happened behind the Passion of the Christ with the Jews?
Nah, what happened?
Whatever he said about Jews, Like, he was the first one with the Jews.
Those niggas just don't like nobody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he got see, railroad.
I respect that. I respect that. If it's, I'm not, I don't respect racism, obviously, but it's not just,
it's not just us.
For y'all.
I don't like Jews.
My love and my hate to everybody.
I'm going to spread my love all around.
Yeah. I like that. I don't like racism.
Notice you haven't seen Mel on anything lately. When's the last time you've seen Mel?
Expendables
3. Who's really checking for Mel, though? I mean, come on.
But you see Danny Glover everywhere. Danny Glover's still out here kicking.
We love Danny Glover.
Exactly, because Danny Glover ain't saying, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggas.
Yeah, but even if Danny Glover came out and said, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggas, we'd still love Danny Glover. I'd still love Danny Glover. I'm still watching, what's that Christmas movie?
Almost Christmas?
I'm still watching it.
With Lonnie?
I'm still watching it.
With Lonnie? Okay.
I'm still staying on the Danny Glover train.
Okay.
That's just me. I do not like Danny Glover. I hope you get raped by a pack of niggas sounds way worse coming from
y'all Mel Gibson's mouth.
But what possessed him to say that, though? Like, what did she do or say that caused that fire in him to grow that much to say something like that? A pack of niggas. These movies coming out suck.
Facts.
They're rehashing old stuff, remaking things, and starting sequels. Movies that came out 15 to 20 years ago. Nobody's creative anymore, or at least they don't care to be. It's a money grab. Using the hype off of old movies to gain a new hype.